Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code Howie10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. MLive.com has a story out, and here's a quote from it. Districts that require masking for all grades have reported an average of less than 50 cases per 100,000, while districts with few to no mask rules have seen their average surpass 80 cases. David Marcus writes, "My kids masked all day to prevent 30 cases out of 100,000. And the reason I bring this up, because this wasn't really part of my plan here for the 2 o'clock hour, and I don't think we'll talk too much about it, but Joe Biden is giving a speech, and all I see on the chyron from Fox is Biden, time for wealthy to pay fair share. So watch out, Jeff Bezos. This one's for you. Don't try to make any $601 transactions today because the IRS is coming for you, space cowboy. But Joe's up there. I don't know, Jared, what he's got kids' books behind him. So it's at some sort of school.
Yeah, he is very winded, huffy, running out of gas. It sounds like
it's been a long week
today.
It's been a long week, Jared. He's tackling so many different problems, and he's doing
it. Not to mention children in the classroom.
Doing it with such grace. Yeah, that was the other thing. So he's in Connecticut, and there's a video of him on the sidewalk greeting these young children. And I know I sound like a broken record, or what is Joe Biden like? Telegraph or
phonograph?
Phonograph. Thank you. I sound like a broken phonograph, but I will never get over the fact that this man, who thinks it's such a great idea for all these young kids to be masked, will go over to these kids, kneel down. First of all, let's just get the elephant out of the room. He should just keep an arm's length from the kids. Just, you know, as Nancy Pelosi tried to explain to him, it's okay to have a personal space bubble. But he doesn't. And he gets right down at their eye level and he gives one of the kids a big hug. Now, someone please, I'm begging you, if you have a Biden bumper sticker on your car, if you have a hate has no home here sign on your front lawn, if you have a follow the science Halloween skeleton decoration out on your front porch, explain it to me. Make me understand how the old feeble man without the mask on is doing anyone any favors by making these small children wear masks. They have a very small chance of dying. First of all, of contracting COVID and spreading it, but also of dying. It's even smaller. It's like 0.06%, I think. But it makes sense that he's going to hug them. He doesn't have a mask on. They all have masks on. But he's going to hug them, put his head right near their faces. And that is science. I don't get it. I do not get it, and I don't think I ever will.
You're not meant to, Boomer Rube.
I'm just an anti-science mask denier. Speaking of that, you know, I like to categorize these openings in my mind, like what the theme is. And I guess the theme today is just things Grace doesn't understand. Here's one, and this is, again, I'm unsophisticated, okay? It's why I wasn't at Obama's super spreader birthday party. It's also why I wasn't at Hunter Biden's art gallery. And it's why I don't see the sense in having Carole King on CNN, I believe it was. Was it CNN or MSNBC?
Yes, it was with Breonna Keeler. And I'm not going to lie, I just saw the photo on Twitter. Like, I just saw the capture of the screen cap, and I really thought it was Rachel Levine for a minute.
Jared.
And I'm not to be mean. I was like, oh, Rachel Levine's on with, I was like, oh my God, that's Carole King.
The reason I'm confused is I don't understand why Carole King is talking about climate change.
Because she's a hippie singer.
Is she a scientist?
As she clearly is a scientist.
Listen to what Carole King has to say about the climate. This is whichever one's the best, Jared. There's no way we're going to get through all four. Whichever one.
Forest management is one of many euphemisms for logging. And I want people to know that these provisions are antithetical to climate action. Logging releases megatons, gigatons of carbon, and living trees store carbon in our forests.
You know, Stephen A. Smith, the other day when he was bashing Kyrie Irving for not getting the vaccine, he said a few things that some people kind of took as him saying shut up and dribble. I'm going to use the old shut up and sing here because I don't.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down.
Oh, the sky's tumbling down. Actually, you know what? After hearing that little tidbit, she's probably just as much of an expert as any other climate person they bring on.
So just for frame of reference, she said a gigaton of carbon. A gigaton is a measure of the strength of an explosion or a bomb based on how many billion tons of TNT would be needed to produce the same energy.
That
was not the correct word to use there.
First of all, I want to say I'm very impressed that you even heard any words there, because all I hear on CNN is wah, 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 wah. Wah, wah, wah. So I did not catch that. But what I will say is Brianna Keeler and CNN, they brought her in. I don't know if people remember this. They replaced Allison Camerota on New Day with Brianna Keeler because they were having ratings problems. They were hoping Brianna Keeler was going to be, you know, the spicy new face that was going to help their ratings. That has not happened. So I guess right now we're at like plan M or N or O or P. I guess it's bring on Carole King and talk about logging, because maybe there's a group of people. Maybe that's what they want. You know, they used to say, I don't know. I don't know what sells anymore on TV, obviously. Obviously, I'm not in the programming department because I did not think that was riveting television. In other news, you know, we heard so much about Florida for quite a long time, and the left loved nothing more than seeing COVID cases spike in Florida. In fact, a particularly ghoulish and disgraceful comment about it was using air quotes here, a joke by Jimmy Kimmel. Let's play this flashback, cut 19.
It is ridiculous, but this is an interesting statistic. COVID deaths have proven to be much higher in states that voted for Trump. Basically, if your state has more GEDs than PhDs, stay indoors. Of the 54,000 Americans who died from COVID since the start of the summer, almost one in five of them died in Florida, which, my God, all those orphan ferrets. It's a shame, but it's not just.
Yeah, someone should tell Jimmy Kimmel, speaking of programming, that the smugness is not helping the ratings. I think he's given up on that, though. He's not a comedian anymore. He's just doing a long public service announcement that makes people sick to their stomachs watching. But here's what I wanted to mention. So that was the response when the cases were spiking. But now the mainstream media, and this is from trendingpolitics.com, now the mainstream media seems to be silent after Florida reports third lowest rate of COVID infection. That's right. The media took great joy in seeing the Florida COVID spike over the summer, writes Clayton Kearns. But now they are being eerily quiet. It felt like Florida was the top news story every evening on the left-wing networks as they slammed Ron DeSantis for doing a poor job. Now, however, they're being silent about Florida because Florida has just reached the third lowest rate of infection in the United States. That's right. According to the New York Times COVID map, Florida case rates per 100,000 people over the last week was 13. They're third behind Connecticut and Hawaii. And this is a classic thing here with Ron DeSantis is anytime Jen Psaki, Joe Biden, Jim Acosta, Don Lemon can bring up Death Santis, as they call him, they will. But when things work in Florida, which they've been tending to do lately, they don't mention it.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, what happened to that news? I mean, that was kind of important stuff. You guys were keeping the count going for a while. And this has been happening since the beginning of this pandemic. Remember when that journalist or whoever he was, some activist, was putting body bags on the beaches in Florida to show you how many people were going to die because of Ron DeSantis? These people are such frauds. It's just, I don't even understand how they can take themselves seriously. 844-500-4242. We'll do a quick... Oh, Jared, you didn't even... I totally forgot we were doing Crazy Karen. Do we have enough time here or should we save it? Okay, we will do it on the other side. Crazy Karen coming up next. Look at me just steamrolling over everything. How does our economy determine the value of an item? The price of the world's most valuable commodities are all set at auction. Items such as fine arts, antiques, coins, and classic cars are often priced through auction. The fish you just ate, the textiles that make up the clothes on your back, and the diamond on your finger. All of those items were originally priced through auction. So when it's time for you to sell the most valuable commodity you own, your real estate, why not sell it at auction with JJ Manning? Their clients are intelligent decision makers who set the terms and sell their real estate quickly and contingency free in a competitive auction. There's no stigma and there's no distress in the process. Recent Howie and Grace listeners have seen upwards of, get this, 30 qualified bidders competing for their real estate. When you sell real estate traditionally, you pay the broker the commission. But in a JJ Manning auction, the buyer pays. That's really, really important to note. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. We will be right back with Crazy Karen on a Friday. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Let's do a quick poll question here before we throw it over to Jared for Crazy Karen Friday. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follinsby Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follinsby Inn, spelled F-O-L-L-A-N-S-B-E-E. B-E-E. Go to FollinsbyInn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which almost president turned out to be a bigger flop, Pete Buttigieg or Kamala Harris?
I'm going to say for today, Pete Buttigieg, because just hearing him try to explain the supply chain crisis after finding out that he was also on paid leave since like August, all I can think of is, and I know this is just, this is for a very specific group of people, the Seinfeld listeners, but all I can think of is the scene where George runs in and he his pants are falling down and he wants Jerry to lie and tell this company that he's his old boss at a latex company. And Jerry puts the phone down and looks at George in such disgust and says, "And you wanted to be my latex salesman.
And you want to be my latex salesman."
That's all I can think of with Mayor Pete. I'm like, "And you wanted to be my president. Can't even figure out the supply chain issue. It's a damn shame." So I'm going to say Mayor Pete for today.
Mayor Pete is polling at 19%, something familiar for him, but Kamala is in the lead at 81% as a bigger flop.
That's 19% for him, Jared. I don't know how familiar that is. That's pretty high. That's polling pretty good. All right, now it's time for Crazy Karen Fridays.
Her name could be Gina or Beth. She just wants a latte.
I'm putting you on citizen's arrest
right now. Are you serious? For what?
But with a slight inconvenience, she grows angry and outraged.
I have a right to sue you for harassing me, the manager, and this entire company.
And a startling metamorphosis occurs.
Hey, I have seen you around this neighborhood too many times. This is ridiculous.
She becomes the Crazy Karen.
You being a b- is gonna help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down. Calm down.
Ma'am, I'm trying to...
All All right, so this is how this segment works. Jared finds all of the craziest situations involving Karens. Now, a Karen does not have to be a woman. Karens can be men as well. It's more of an energy. It's a spirit that you carry with you. It's like a hall monitor slash narc spirit. That's what I would say. So, Jared, give us some of the Karen stories of the week.
All right. Well, we've got two audio Karens this week, and it is good that you mentioned that Karens don't have to be women. I call this, yes.
Should people turn down their volume, though? Are these Karens, are these loud Karens?
There is one loud Karen. This first Karen is Aussie police Karen. So as we all know, Australia has officially fallen. It's gone. The globalists have come in, and yeah. it's a prison colony again. So, this police officer caught a man sunbathing.
As I said before to you, sunbathing is not an essential reason to be outside. So I'm Constable Weston from Maroubra Police Station. As I said before to you, sunbathing is not an essential reason to be outside. I'm requesting your identity because I suspect you're committing an offence. You must provide that identity to me, okay?
Okay.
And we'll investigate further.
For me, sunbathing is not essential.
Sir?
Yeah, Constable Sturge from Maroubra Police. Just letting you know, our boy Warby is also recording. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. And your stance as well is the exact same as this gentleman?
Yeah, I agree. You may be potentially breaching the public health order at this point in time.
Okay, do we believe that the public health order is superseding common law? Is it
okay, we're not arguing points of law with you. We're acting on the public health order. You need to be outside for an essential reason. You are in a hot spot zone for the COVID virus. Unfortunately, we must enforce you've got to be outside for an essential reason.
I have a question. Was he sunbathing by himself?
He was by himself.
And so they all got up in his face to have this exchange, I'm sure?
Yes. Of course, the police officers were. The police Karens were masked.
You know what I have to say in response to this, especially because he's coming on the show early this week or today. Crikey, mate! Yeah, I just have to, you know? It's just, you just have to do it. That reminds me, the closest thing that reminds me of is when we had the surfer who was brought in from surfing by the police because he was breaking the public health ordinance. And I think they handcuffed him or something. But it's like, you're getting closer to me having this conversation, you dolts. All right, continue, Jared.
All right, and this one is fantastic. This is Libs of TikTok is great for everything. This comes from Libs of TikTok. This is BLM Karen. I don't know exactly where this was, but this was a Karen that was upset with her neighbors for some reason.
This lady told me to leave because she thinks it's okay to be racist. She says it's America and it's okay to be racist. So apparently all my neighbors are racist.
This is what I think of you. Goodbye.
Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives. Oh, really? You think black lives only matter to black people? This is the problem with America. This is the problem. This white Karen who thinks only white lives matter. I can't believe there's all these people on my street. They're racist as f***, hiding in their houses, thinking that I'm the one that's causing a disturbance.
You know, thing about accusing someone else of being a Karen is if in that accusation, you have to scream.
Yes.
And you hit that high-pitched voice, you yourself. You know what they say, Jared? You either die the hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yes.
And that Karen crusader just became a Karen.
Karen on Karen crime. That was like quadruple Karen. Right there.
And you know what? There's going to be more Karens out and about in the near future because I think Karens really love the holiday season and like holiday decor. And I don't know if you've seen the empty shelves that are trending on Twitter, but the Karens are not going to be happy. There's not a lot of pumpkin decor and like, you know, all that kind of fun Halloween stuff left.
Yeah, I can't wait for trick or treat Karens too on Halloween because you know they're going to be out because kids are going to be trick or treating again since St. Fauci gave them the go ahead. But you know the Karens are going to see kids without masks or with the wrong masks or there's going to be too many kids together. So All the cell phone footage of Halloween Karen, trick-or-treat Karen coming up in a couple of weeks should be great.
Oh, my gosh. People are just painful. There's no other way to describe it. All right, we will be back. We're actually going to bring Howie on a little bit early today because there's so many news stories that only Howie could really break down for us, including Andy McCabe getting his pension back and a topic of vaccine exemptions, religious exemptions. This is pretty amazing stuff. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. All right, we don't usually do the car crossover this early, but when I go through these stories, you will understand why we had to make an exception today. Today's car crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. Now, the car crossover would not be possible without Howie Carr. Howard, thank you so much for joining the show.
My pleasure, Grace.
All right, so I have three things I want to get to, okay? And the first one is I want your response, your reaction to former FBI Deputy Chief Andrew McCabe getting his pension back. Those are two things that always annoy Howie is, one, Andrew McCabe in general, and then two, a hack and a pension. So go ahead, Howie.
As I always say, Grace, in the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. It's just outrageous that he gets his pension back. He lied four times on the day he became the acting FBI director. J. Edgar Hoover, as bad as he was, never committed perjury or obstructed justice, whatever you want to call it, twice under oath. He lied to federal investigators. I mean, that in itself is enough to forget the leaking that he lied about. I mean, but he lied under oath. I mean, look what they did to General Flynn. General Flynn didn't even know he was lying. He was making misstatements, and Andrew McCabe knew exactly what he was doing. And now his pension has been restored. He gets $500,000 legal fees. He gets $200,000 in back pensions. His record is expunged. And my favorite part, Grace, I was saving this for my show. I'll probably repeat it. They're giving him a pair of cufflinks. Did you see that?
Cufflinks.
And I thought to myself, he needs a pair of handcuffs. Forget the cuff links.
Well, my favorite part was that he told, I think it was Anderson Cooper, that he doesn't feel free, that these decisions don't make him feel free.
He's been made whole financially. I think Michael Flynn would like to be made whole financially. You know, I mean, Michael Flynn is in the same boat now, but Michael Flynn didn't do anything, unlike McCabe. And again, McCabe, it was his office in which the lovebirds, Strzok and Page, discussed their insurance policy to destroy Donald Trump. McCabe also, here's how in touch he is with reality, and here's the way that things operate in the Beltway. He ordered for himself a $70,000 table. A $70,000 table in McCabe's office, paid for by you and me and everybody in the cars out there.
Wow. I know. It's amazing, Howie, and it's really stunning, this level of corruption. But I do want to switch gears here because we have so much to cover. The Department of Corrections is ensnared in a little bit of a scandal, and I know you've been following this all day long. Tell us what some of these officers were requesting and how their request was denied. And in which fashion it was denied, because this letter by the Department of Corrections is not only insulting, it's poorly written.
Poorly written is, they're destroying these people's lives, and they can't even bother to proofread the damn letters. But the first thing I wanted to say, Grace, is that apparently the state police look, even bigger story than the DOC, the state police look like they have backed down a little bit on this firing ultimatum suspending ultimatum as of Sunday at midnight. They have issued a correction, important information regarding religious and medical exemption requests. If you have provided all the requested information documentation, you may continue to work until a decision has been rendered. This just went out this morning. Now, before they said if a decision hasn't been rendered, you can't even come in the buildings. You can still keep getting paid, you know, vacation pay or whatever vacation days you're owed, but you can't come into the building. But now they're going to be allowed to work. However, Grace, these memos are coming out fast and furious here this afternoon. The number four guy, his name is Jack Maughan. He's the lieutenant colonel. He put out something to all, basically all the plainclothesmen.
Right.
He said, please advise all in your command that as of tomorrow, midnight tonight, and until further notice, the appropriate and complete field uniform will be carried in all DIS. That means investigative service. That means plainclothes cruisers. So in other words, the plainclothes have to have their uniforms with them because they may have a shortage. Please inspect your people if necessary to ensure compliance. It is my sincere hope that no one in this division misunderstands, ignores, or is not in compliance. This isn't a request. All things considered, you know, every euphemism they use, you see it's more serious, right?
Right.
This isn't a request. All things considered, this is not a big deal. So it means it is a big deal. And I trust that you will work to make sure that it does not become a big deal. The job, including DIS, that means inspectional services, that means plainclothes, needs to be in a ready-to-react posture should we be called upon to assist DFS, field services, that's the uniform, if field services needs to adjust their personnel due to COVID-related departures. There is no talk of TDYs, that means temporary duty. There is no talk of transferring anyone out of this division. In other words, you're not going to have to go back to patrolling the streets in your uniforms and pulling over illegal alien fentanyl dealers. We just have to have the appropriate field uniforms in our cruisers. So I think that's a pretty significant thing, isn't it, Grace?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think people are probably very relieved, Howie, that you're on top of this and following it. But this letter they sent out about the religious exemptions, I don't even understand it, because they're claiming, explain to people why they're rejecting these religious exemptions.
Well, they've just decided that, first of all, they had a woman who was basically rubber stamping everything, but then they saw that she was rubber stamping all of the prison guards' exemptions. And so they got rid of her, and they said, we've gone back, and we are now we're now going to have a new standard. And so then today they began just sending out these letters and saying that they were rejecting everything. I have a second one here somewhere, but I got the first one here. But it's just really obnoxious. The documentation submitted support of your sincerely held belief articulates a philosophical viewpoint and a distrust in the vaccine and not a religious belief. Therefore, you have not established that taking the vaccine would conflict with your stated religious beliefs, practices, or observances. So in other words, we, Charlie Parker, Karen Polito, pay to play Polito et al., will be the sole arbiters of what is a sincerely held religious belief.
Yeah, you know, Howie, this was something that I remember thinking at the very beginning of this when I saw it in the Boston Globe. It was someone had written in like a Dear Grace segment type deal and said, you know, what do I do? And they said, well, if you have a sincere religious belief, and I remember even thinking back then, who qualifies what is sincere and what is not? Who judges that? And it's really, when you think about it, it's very totalitarian to have these people telling people, no, you don't actually believe that, or you don't believe it enough. We don't believe you. You're not a Mother Teresa, as Governor Lamont might say. And so this is a really wild story. But Howie, yeah. I do want to shift gears here for just 1 minute, because we have a lot of fresh Biden sound, and I know this is your jam. So what we're going to do is we're going to play some of these cuts. And just because Howie's not in the studio with me, I'm going to let Howie react first. I will react second. Jared's going to take over here. Play whatever you think, Jared. Dealer's choice.
Johanna, the comment I got from Johanna, I get from everybody. Where's Jill? Where's Jill? I am Jill Biden's husband. She is now in, I think she's either in New Jersey or Virginia. I'm not sure.
Did he say again, I am Joe Biden's husband? Did he say that?
He said, I'm Jill Biden's husband. But Howie, I want you to tell people where he steals that line from. Because the actual line, and I know this is what he's going for,
right,
was from John Kennedy. And it,
right.
And
Jack
at the
Kennedy,
time, it was a great line.
Yeah, Jack Kennedy took Jackie Kennedy with him on his first trip to Europe in 1961 when he was just a new president. And they went to Paris. And when they came back... Jack Kennedy was goofing around at the White House with a dinner or something, and he said, you know, in Paris, I am now known as Jackie Kennedy's husband,
because she had wowed the crowd so much.
Yeah.
And
but
you
of
know,
course he, but of course he's totally bollocksed the entire delivery as he totally bollocks everything he
says. Yeah, I was just going to say, as he's wont to do, Howie. All right, let's hear the next one.
All right, speaking of bollocks delivery, of course it wouldn't be a Joe Biden press conference without those.
About opportunity versus decay.
Opportunity versus decay.
What was he trying to say? That's always my question.
Or DK. Did he say DK or the
About gay? Opportunity versus decay.
What is he trying to say? I need to know the original intention before I can judge this.
The teleprompter is not available to answer that question for you, Grace. You're gonna have to you have to make your own decision, like the person that's doing the sign language translations.
This is like abstract art. This is like looking at a Hunter Biden piece of art. You have to decide for yourself what you think it's meant to be.
And that's what the second bill does, the Build Back Better initiative.
Ooh. Kind of nailed that one, though, for how badly that could have gone.
And that's what the second bill does, the Build Back Better initiative.
He's done worse than that. I mean, he's come back with the Build Back Pletter.
Yeah.
And the Build Back Better Pan.
Yeah, don't forget the American Rescue Pan. That's my favorite kind of pan. Nonstick.
And as Kamala likes to say, the Build Back Plan.
They got rid of the better. It was too much. It was too much pressure.
It was a bridge too far to say it was better. Nobody, everybody knew it wasn't better.
Do we have more, Jared?
You know, when I talk to all your folks out in the playground, as I joked, everybody knows I like kids better than people. Fortunately, they're like me. That's why maybe I like them.
Oh, geez, Louise. Oh, gosh.
The thing is, Joe, and 3 or 4 years, if they can ever go back to school, maybe they'll be able to read. 4 or 5 years from now, you're not going to even be able to read the menu at the assisted living facility.
Howie, I have to say this, and I've mentioned it before already today, but he's hugging the children. They have masks on. He doesn't have a mask on. I understand that nothing makes sense anymore, but when it comes to Joe Biden, it's almost like he's doing it on purpose. Like, okay, so I'm going to wear a mask when I walk across an empty field to my helicopter and pick a flower for my wife. I'm going to have a mask on. I'm going to wear a mask when I'm by myself in a desert. But I'm not going to have a mask on when I'm hugging small children who have masks on and when I'm sitting on Jimmy Carter's lap for a photo. I just don't get it.
Well, I mean, you know, he's having a moment of lucidity, even though he doesn't realize he's having it, because he's basically telling us that there's no reason for wearing these masks, which we all know. But his administration is adamantly defending the need to wear masks.
Howie, can I ask you to hang on to the other side, because we do have a few more gems, according to Jared, of Joe Biden, and I want to get your reaction.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sure. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of the Eden Pure's best-selling products, and now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a special Thunderstorm 3-pack. Now, Jared, I love the Thunderstorm because I love to have it in my kitchen. If I cook a steak, if I cook chicken, it always smells delicious at first, and then it loses its edge after a while. You want to get that smell out. But it's great this time of year, and you pointed that out, because this is the time of year where you have the windows closed a lot and you're trying to keep the heat in, but then the air can get really stale.
Yeah, if I could paraphrase the commander-in-chief, I like the Eden Pure Thunderstorm more than I like people. yes, but I...
But does the Eden Pure Thunderstorm like you?
It smells great. No, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm is fantastic. I do use it to keep the air circulating in my house, especially for myself, I have allergies, and, you know, dust can build up. Dust sets me off. You want to keep that air circulating, and that's what the thunderstorm does. You just plug it into the wall, you turn it on, and it ionizes the air, which creates that super oxygen and just keeps the easy breathing flowing through the house, the apartment, the car, wherever you want to put it.
And, you know, I mention this a lot, but sometimes when you buy one of these devices, it looks like the Ghostbusters machine. It's huge and has all these tubes. This is a very small, I'm going to hold it up for the Rumble camera. This is a very small device. It's like the size of a computer charger, but man, it's effective and it works really fast. So to get your Eden Pure Thunderstorm, go to EdenPureDeals.com. Click on my name and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Click on my name and use code word GRACE3. We'll be right back with more Joe Biden and another crazy vaccination story that you just have to hear. And of course, the captain will join us. This is the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the whiskey priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. One more time here, today's car crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. All right, Jared, let's run through these last couple of Biden cuts, have Howie react, and then I have one story I want to tell Howie that I saw today from the New York Post I think he would have a reaction to. But first, let's bring it back to Biden.
Everybody wonders why I commuted every day 265 miles a day to be back and forth with my children. I could afford the train, it was cheaper to be able to take every day so I could kiss my boys. It wasn't Ozzie and Harriet, but we'd have breakfast in the morning. And when they got a little older, get them off to school. And I'd get in the train and come home in time to, if I got home in time to have dinner, it was seldom I'd get home in time to have my dinner, and they'd save their dessert, and I got to see him, kiss him goodnight, and get in bed with him.
And get in bed with them?
Oh, my gosh.
So I tied an onion to my belt, which was the style at the time.
Really? Jared, did you save that one for last? I mean, oh, my God.
That was, yeah.
That was rough.
That was just, it was Amtrak Joe and kids. It was just everything.
Hey, Joey, baby, do you really have to get in bed with the kids every night? Come on. You know, most people tuck them in, Joey, baby.
I joked, everybody knows I like kids better than people.
Oh, my gosh. It's just...
Joey, baby.
The stories are... His act has grown so tiresome.
I assume he didn't take questions again today, Jared.
No, he did not. Correct?
Of course not.
Howie, that was a response to a question. Someone said, will you tell us the train story again, Joe? We want to hear about the trains.
Will you say even something more inappropriate than you've said previously when you were discussing the trains?
Oh, my gosh. I would love to see. I think we need to have two cameras, one facing Joe Biden and one facing all of the horrified people who are listening to this live. I mean, geez, Louise. All right, do we have any more?
There's a few more if you want one.
This All right, is, yeah, keep going. Yeah.
You know, there's millions of kids getting on diesel school buses, and inhaling air, getting asthma. They should be electric buses.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that helped the situation with the supply chain crisis so much. Get rid of the buses, and then we'll have a supply chain crisis.
Didn't Philadelphia have a recent experience with electric buses? They have these slight rises in Philadelphia. They couldn't get up the slightest hill, so they just decided to put them on the flat routes, and they were breaking down even on the flat routes.
I used to have an electronic scooter, and it would have a problem on the hills. and then you hear that sound, that dreaded sound, Howie, where it's like it sounds like Dr. Fauci. Like it's losing steam and it starts going the other way.
We took an Uber home when we did the remote at Aviva Trattoria 2 weeks ago, the last remote before we came down here. And the guy, we were going up the Belmont Hill, you know, which is, it's a big hill, but I thought I was back in the 70s. The car, And I was just getting this vibe, you know, because I always had these crappy cars in the 70s. But I mean, that's if you have electric vehicles, I think that's what you're always going to have.
You know what they should do, Howie? Forget the electric vehicles. What they should do is they should do like the Flintstones and just let the kids kind of pedal on the ground and then move the bus. That's what we need. By the way, Howie, really quickly, because I know you're going to cover all of this Biden stuff on your show today. Howie's got a great Friday show planned. I don't know if you saw this, Howie, but I'll send it to you. New York City judge suspends dad's visits with kid over vaccination status. The dad is not vaccinated, and the judge, who I guess has overseen high-profile cases with like Robert De Niro and Uma Thurman and stuff, a Manhattan judge has suspended a Long Island father's visitation with his three-year-old daughter unless he gets vaccinated or submits to weekly COVID tests.
Can any of these people who are so concerned about the kids actually look at the statistics, the numbers, the charts?
Get
can they follow
here.
The science?
Get out of here with your fuzzy math, you crazy man. All right, Howie's coming up next. Thanks for tuning in. This has been the Grace Curley Show.
Let's go, Brandon!